Okay, this is the first side of Ross 60 on May 15th. And we're at home here in the evening. And Ross is telling some stories about the Care Bears, which were continued from Ross 59. Not sure what it's about, but something about how the mommy Care Bears don't have babies in their tummies. What did he see on the...
He saw something in the corner.
What did he say?
Of the box.
Yeah, what did it say?
I think I was a...
Did you read it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But what
was it? What about it? No grown-ups can look at, can understand it, you know, and they can't even see it.
I understand. Yeah.
And, but then how is it?
I could see those little lines.
Oh, yeah.
I could see it's very little.
Uh-huh.
What does it tell you?
That the very, the most grown these bears.
Yes.
Which bears, though?
The pink one.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And there's three of them. I got one of them.
And they're two? Are they just the same size and everything?
Oh, yeah, but one doesn't have a mouth.
Uh-huh. How can it drink milk?
Oh, they don't come, these little ones don't come with mouths.
I see. And are they the same colors as the mommy?
Mm-mm.
How come?
Oh, because the inside of the mommies was pink, and then they got pink and white, and then they got pink and white all over.
I see. You mean the mommy's tummy? Real inside where there was blood?
Well, there was a little space, but where the light is. And I could open a door and go in, and there was pink and white.
That's nice. And that's where they came when they were babies, right?
Is that where they grew?
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, then did the Care Bears grow their babies?
Yeah.
Inside them?
Yeah.
But you said they didn't get fat.
Well, not in the show.
Oh.
But then later on, after the show, they grew them.
Oh, I see.
It's neat, huh?
So they didn't have any babies in the show, huh? Well, where did you get the name, the little bear?
I remember I saw it on the back of the box.
On the back of the box. And the name of the bear is what?
Skyscraper.
Skyscraper.
Yeah.
My goodness. It was quite involved.
Told Ross that they call Skyscraper because you know how big skyscrapers are, and he's not big at all, and it's sort of a joke. And he said, "You know, Dad, you know how they call that big fat guy in Robin Hood, Little John? It's kind of like that." Right. Well, wasn't that a joke about Little John?
Yeah.
So it's what is it, the same kind of joke?
Yeah. He's fat. I mean, he's big, and they call him little.
Do you think it's...
But he's not really little.
No, do you think it's a funny joke?
Yeah.
What if I called you, what if I called you He-Man?
I wouldn't be He-Man, it'd be a joke.
It'd be a joke. Just sort of be a... Because you're not really a huge muscle man yet.
No.
What if I called you Darth Vader?
Oh, no. Because I didn't have it.
So it would be...
I don't want to have a helmet on. I want to be black on it.
But what if I said it and I was just playing the game? Would it be funny then?
Yeah.
Maybe. Sort of funny, but it would be like fantasy then. It gets hard to tell the difference between human and fantasy.
What?
Ross asked, where's my sun thing that hangs around my neck? And I said, up in your weapons drawer. like you see a thing, and said, yeah, but do you suppose that I have to go all the way and climb? In other words, do you think I can do it? And I said, no, I'll do it for you. I told Russ that we could call the my weapon drawer the small pieces drawer. How about that? And he said, I know. Let's put all the jewelry that we have in here, and then we'll call it the jewelry box.
Russ said that, Daddy, I know that when we have our bedtime snack, you could do it. Is that right, Russ?
Daddy.
In other words, he wants you to... Let's get our covers up, right? Covers? Covey cover?
Yeah.
Oh, Ross, I'm not very well, am I? He said, you're not feeling very well, but you are nice. So I'm not feeling very good. Okay. You're not feeling very well, but you are nice. Okay, Ross is going to talk.
Once upon a time, there was two boys named Ross and Mike, and they were fighting with a bee in bed, and mom and their mommy tried to get them away from fighting. And then she pulled old Marky out of the bed and sent him to his own bed. And then they went out, and Ross and Mark went out into the forest and fought with their feet. Then a huge bear came up and growled at Mark, and Ross called Joey to rip it, and Joey heard him, so he came running on the Lannister, and he said, "Come on, Lannister, two Lannisters." And they were coming, and Mikey got on one, and I got on, and Ross got on one. Then when they were charging, they would put out their knives and stuck them in the bear.
Mm-hmm.
He fell down dead.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put them back in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And we were running all through the forest, day and night, until they got to a treasure. The treasure belonged to a treasure pirate.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Long John Silver.
Uh-huh.
He was many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
with his hands still hooked. He never knew that when he went to the gold, his hand would turn into a hooked hand, would turn back to his real hand again.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to the cave at church and saw them, and they opened the treasure chest, and it made the turn better. And he said, "How did it do that?" And they said, "That's a stupid question to ask. We don't even know it."
Mm-hmm.
And then when the pirate took out the treasure,
mm-hmm.
and made it some of the friendly animals.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then When they had a little, they saved some for themselves and went off on the land stairs, and then they sent home. And then the land stairs went home, and they got off and went to the boat and went back to their house and opened the door and went to sleep.
Really? Okay.
I don't like that.
You want to hear it?
You didn't even...
You want to hear it? You want to hear the story? Okay, here's some stuff from last night, the 21st.
Marky said that...
When there was Rossi and Mark, and they went in the car, and they saw a picture, and you said it in baby talk. I said, picture.
And then Ross said... I said, say it right, Mark. Don't use baby talk. And Ross said, it's okay, you can use baby talk, and then I'll say it right. Picture. Nice. said there were ghosts, and I stabbed them with a knife. I cut them with a knife, and I killed them. And then there was Rossi and Marky and Joey, and they went and went and went until they were at Joey's house.
And at the morning,
Mommy and Daddy and Ross and Marky drive to Joey's house, and I did, and Mommy did, and Daddy did, and Rossi did.
And Marky said, and then I said, you're messing up the story, Mark. And he said, okay.
And then they put on the Underoos, I put on Count Dracula, and Rossi put on the robber, and then Rossi put on that guy. What's that guy who has that thing around his head? And I said, Frankenstein. And I said, no, that mummy. Marky said, I was Han Solo in that movie, and Rossi, and then was something else. And then he said, and then we got it all, and we eated it all up, and I spilled it on you. As I said, this was about McDonald's. That's right. I got it all, and I eated it all up, and then I spilled it on you. This was a summary of McDonald's story he had told earlier. Marky said, I said, is that all, Marky? He said, no, that's not all. And then I eated it all up, and Joey, and then num, 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 he went on num, num, num for about 50 num, nums, various pitches and accents, repeating sort of rhythmically how he was eating.
And then Marky said, I splat a pumpkin pie man cake in my face.
That was, I threw a pumpkin pie in somebody's face. Marky said, I splat a custard cake in his face. I'm not sure whose face this was, and they said, and then I put my gorilla suit on, and Rossi put his gorilla suit on. It was all part of the story. He's just sort of making up pieces of the story. Like I said, and then I put my monkey cape on, and my giant suit on, and then my big, big giant suit on. And at breakfast, Marky said, I want you to cut my pancakes, because I don't know how, and I want you to pour the syrup, because I'll spill it.
What you have?
About 2 hours ago, Mark said, I want to go see the Edie things. I want to go see the Edie things. So we went out front to look, and they were chipmunks he was talking about. So I told him the name. Mm-hmm. That was about 2 hours ago or so. Mm-hmm. And now he remembered the name.
What is it?
Chipmunks.
Chipmunks.
This is May 23rd. Ross had 2 bags of cookies, and Mark was looking in the car for some. And I said, oh, you've got both. You'll have to tell Mark. You'll have to give Mark some. He said, I know. And then he said, Marky, I'm rich with cookies. Which was to tell Mark that he had all the cookies, I guess.
Told Ross to go on upstairs and finish doing his putting away clothes. We're going to give him a quarter. And he said, Daddy, are you willing to help? In other words, are you going to come up and help with us? Help us do it? I said, sure, I'm willing to help. It's the first use of willing to that I couldn't remember. Marky bumped into Ross, and Ross bumped into Marky, and Ross said, you could have watched out, Mark. You just should have moved. Ross is protesting at Marky's point blank, and he said, you're pulling the blanket. And then he said, why do they, and then he said, why do they have to bring me up with this kid? He was protesting that Marky, we weren't even in the room. He was just sort of protesting in general. I think he may have realized that we might have been an audience. But mostly it was protesting to Mark with a rhetorical statement addressed to an absent third party. Yeah, it's certainly the first rhetorical statement addressed to an absent third party that I can read. What, from Ross?
Yeah.
Or does he do that all the time? Why is
that?
But is it addressed? Oh, well.
Why do they?
I'm sorry, referring to an absent third party, not addressed to it. So he's referring to they. Yeah. Well, what would he do? He'd say things like, why? So I guess the thing is, it's a complaint to an absent third party.
Right.
And I pointed out that this is like, why do these things happen to me, which might have been its source, although that's not as clear a case as this, but Ross does that kind of thing too. Why do these things happen to me? Rolling his eyes, all that stuff.
Mark was speaking of his skates. I was tying his skates on him, and I was tying the second one, and he said, wrap it around the way you did on the other one. This is May 24th.
Ross and Mark are playing Feet Man, which is one of the Ross's drawer things that he draws with. This is a microphone, Ross. And Ross said, would you tuck this in like Marky? Through my underpants, I had to tuck in his long stick. And Marky said, Marky was on the little walkie-talkie, he said, talk to me, talk to me.
That if I came near you, you would do something. You would get me into a fight, okay?
Could you hear me? Wait there. I'll put this in.
Your arm sling. Put it in your arm sling.
How's that?
That's good.
Yep, that's okay.
Hear me, not listen to me. Mary asked me, is it Marky and I or Marky and me? And I said, gave her a long explanation about how it depends on the role in the sentence. And then Ross said, whatever. Sort of baby belittling what I was saying. Asked Marky if I could get some love. He said, not yet. Because I'm eating. I waited a second and said, can I have some love now? He said, not yet, because I eat always. In other words, I'm still eating, so I keep on eating.
This is May 25th. Mark had gone to the bathroom and had asked me to come up and clean him. So he showed me the toilet, and he said, there's a lot of poo in there. He said, that's good, but there's not a lot of poo on Marky. And he said, not a lot of poo in Marky, which was the emphasis was on in Marky. Mark said, I want foodie. And I said, no, you don't. And then he said, oh, yes, I want. Which is, and then he said, he didn't say, I mean, or anything. He just said, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. Which was kind of an interesting way of showing his awareness that, oh, yes, I want is not really an English form. And, oh, yes, I do is the preferred way of saying it. I don't know if he got, oh, yes, I want from the little Swiss kids or not, Mary Helen and Laurie Seville. But, whatever.
Ross was talking about how he got hurt at preschool and didn't cry, he said. And you know what? He said, you know what happened to me? Well, you know, I'm... Ross said, Daddy, well, you know, I'm older than Marky. Marky's younger than me, right? Well, go ahead, say that.
Well, sometimes when I get hurt, I have to not cry.
I have to not cry. And why is that?
Because I'm bigger than him.
Right. So he gave me the reason first, and then he gave me the general rule, which is that sometimes when he's hurt, he has to not cry. He doesn't cry.